Welcome back to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the 14th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Moshe Winter, Mora D'Asra of the Kehillah of East Meadow Congregation Shari Tzedek in East Meadow, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Winter slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Winter to learn more about the wonderful East Meadow community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Winter.
It's an honor to be able to speak to you today. Every day, really, when I spoke to people, it's such an impressive that it's just an honor to be able to such a gathering once. As we know, it's the middle of Elul, and utterly appropriate, we should discuss something that can be a real source of merit for us in the coming days, have a good and favorable judgment. In this week's parsha, it said, "The kingdom of God will establish you for himself, la'am kadosh, the whole kashmir." When you will guard the commandments of Hashem your God, and you will go in his way. I would like to analyze and explain what does it mean, you will go in God's way. And if you look at the author of Smotka and the Arat Sofon, he explains what does it mean, the ways of God. And he says that the ways of God are described as that Hashem, God, does not withhold good even to those who do bad to Hashem, the God. God still reciprocates the bad with good and kindness. And he brings down, he says, that we can learn this from God, and we can glean from God how we should conduct ourselves relative to others, and how even if other people mistreat us, we should respond, and we should still not withhold our goodness to them. And he says, when we daven, he points out in Shemona Esrei, at the end of Shemona Esrei, he says, "Nafshi kafar l'koltia," that our soul should be like dust to everybody. And he explains, what does it mean? What are we bringing out from that our soul should be like dust? He explains, just like dust, although it is trampled upon by everybody and is treated as the ground is, nonetheless, it does not withhold is good from us and assists us in nourishing the world. And even though the world tramples dust and the dirt of the world, nonetheless, the world is the source of all nourishment. Dust is the source of all nourishment in the world. And therefore we see that a fundamental aspect of Alat HaBedrach of going in God's way is that we don't reciprocate bad for good. And just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Misefta Rosh Hashanah, 17a, it says, Omar Rava, Rava says, call Amavir Amigdals, if anyone who relinquishes his measures of retribution, relinquishes all for him. Lemishanemma, as it says, Lemino, say, Hashem, pardon, the over Alpesha, and overlook sins. And it says, Lemino, say, what does it mean, no, say, over Alpesha in the past? Minosel, whose transition God pardon? When you show special, one who overlooks sins committed against himself, somebody who overlooks the way treat him, and he reciprocates how he does not reciprocate how he's treated. Rather, he gives good even to those who treat him badly. And that is a special merit, unique merit, that somebody has on the times of judgment as we head to Rosh Hashanah, our day of judgment, an opportunity that we have to find ways to treat others properly, even perhaps those who have mistreated us. And I saw a beautiful story brought down. It was the first day of the Six-Day War in 1967. The basement of the dining room of the Mir Yeshiva, which was not far from pre-war border, was now a very crowded bomb shelter. Men, women, and children were all together with the yeshiva students davening and saying to Hillel. The mood was grim. Shells began whistling overhead, striking dangerously close to the yeshiva. And then it happened, the direct hit. They were hit with a direct bomb. The entire building shook from the force of the explosion. People thought that this was the end, and shouted after Shema Yisrael. Among the assembled was a woman whose husband, a scoundrel, had deserted her some 20 years earlier without giving her a get, leaving her an iguna, so that she would be free to marry another man. Since the day of her husband's desertion, the woman had supported herself and her children by washing others' people's clothing. Her life was sheer misery. As the people cried out what they thought would be their last words, the voice of the woman was the loudest of all. She was shouting something else. Ribono Shalom, she cried. My husband abandoned me 20 years ago. I have suffered so much, but I forgive him. Just as I have forgiven him, please forgive the Jewish people for all we have done wrong. She was davening to Hashem to give her this special, unique aspect that she was now allowing her husband and being mochel her husband for what he did. And she was asking for God to reciprocate and save them. Soon after the shelling stopped, not much time passed before the Israeli army to the Jordanian border defense and captured the old city. Among those present during this shelling was Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, dear Rosh Yeshiva, legendary Rosh Yeshiva. In his talks, in the years that followed, listen to this powerful statement by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim would shed tears and describing this woman's plight, he was convinced, he would say, that it had been her sincere words of forgiveness which had saved them all. This woman, this iguna, this broken woman, was able to save the entire yeshiva, all of the schusim, all of the merits of an entire yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, and all of their learning and their connection to Hashem, devotion and dedication. The Chaim Shmulevitz felt that that wasn't enough to be able to save them and protect them. It was this woman, in this circumstance, that she found within herself the fortitude and strength to be able to allow her husband and bemoral him and to forgive her husband for all that he had caused her, that turned the tide and made Hashem, to herself, that's why Hashem saved them. We all have opportunities in life that we can step up to the plate, that we have challenges when we feel we're being mistreated. And instead of taking retribution, if we let it go, if we're mochel, If we allow the people that have mistreated us to be let off the hook, let us use this as a schus to protect us, protect Klal Yisrael from any punishments that may be coming our way. This is a special, unique aspect, different than any other type of schus that Hashem answers. And even with the entire potential of all of the other Tehillim that was being said, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was convinced only this woman's special tefillah and her special willingness to give up on and forgive her husband gave them the schus to be saved. May we use this opportunity as we head into the Yemei Elul, as we head into Rosh Hashanah, the Days of Judgment, to find chances that anybody that we may be harboring certain resentment or perhaps they've mistreated us in the past, look into ourselves and find a way to forgive them. So we go to Hashem and say, just like we forgave this person, can Hashem also forgive us? That is the message that I believe is a very, very powerful message. And it's a message of Alach Drachov, just like the offer is trampled upon, and yet Hashem, and yet still gives and supplies nourishment to the rest of Klal Yisrael. May we supply nourishment to the rest of Klal Yisrael, even if we get trampled. Have a wrap. Well, Herman?
Hi, early winter. Now it's time for the transition segue to the Helen.
Yeah, sorry, I thought I got lost. I'm ready. Sorry, Michael. Perek 20, chapter 20. Lamanaseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai Yom Sora Yisakev Koshem Elohe Yaakov. Yishach Ezuch Mikodesh Mitzion Yisodeko. Yishkor Komin Chosecho Volas Yidash Nesbelo. Yitein Kilvokecho V'chol Asasko Yimalei. Yiran Yom Yishua Secho V'shem Elohim Nengol Yimalei Adonai Kom Lashavo Secho. Atoya dati ki oshia adonai mishrecha yanea vishmeka shod bigurot kishayim ito. Eile berecha v'eile basutze v'nafnum shem adonai loheinu nafkir. Heim rukol v'nam volu v'nafnum kamen is the dog. Adonai oshia amelech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Perek Chav Gimel, chapter Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor la David adonai roi lo echzor. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzulcha yagiminecha, yama mashemesh lo yakecha v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmarcha mikoro, yishmarech hashecha, Adonai yishmar tizcha v'lecha me'atra v'yad olam. Chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shira malo, simar makim krasicha Adonai, Adonai shimon v'koli, tiyena, necha kashubot v'kol, אם אבונות כשמור יד, אדוני מי עמוד, כי אם כל הצליחו למען תברי, כי ביסי אדוני כרסונשי וזברו אוכלתי, תשאיר אדוני שומם לבוקר, שומם לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני חסד והרבה מופוס, הוא יבטס ישראל מתחול לבוקר, נעשה משברך וחולים, שבר אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה אהרון, דוד ושלמה, יברך וירפץ וכל אוף. בבור שכל הקהל מספלם בעבורו, בשכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליו, ואחלימו לאפוסו, להחזירו לחיוסו. תשלח לו מאיר רפואה שם מן השמיים, ויש מלחזי בורו בשם...
Thank you so much, Rabbi Winter. As we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you and your family and community doing?
Baruch Hashem, it's been a long haul. It's been a long summer, I guess. My children just went back to school today. Three of my children went back to school today, and you know we're Baruch Hashem, you know, looking positive, and you know, Baruch Hashem, everything else is going nicely. I have a son in Chofetz Chaim in Brooklyn that's now there. He's sleeping there now, and my other children went to school, so I guess you know we're doing well. My wife started teaching again. In person, maybe there's a little bit of masking and, you know, plexiglass, but person to person teaching, Baruch Hashem, we're very excited.
Right. I think while we're not all the way back, any degree of normalcy back into our lives certainly helps as we Take it day by day. So to get us started, and I have to be honest, I had to Google East Meadows to figure out where it was, even though I do hail from New York originally. But for our listeners who may be in the same boat as I am, or, you know, a little bit of a geographically could you give us a little bit of a background of the and a little bit of information and overview of the shul and the community in general?
So the shul, the community is about a half an hour from Queens. It's on Long Island. It's about a half an hour from Queens and about a half an hour from the Five Towns. So it's somewhere, you know, it goes, you could take, actually lived previously. I've lived there 2 years. I lived previously in Kew Gardens Hills, and I still work in Kew Gardens Hills, and I travel every day from East Meadow, which is in Long Island, to Kew Gardens Hills. If anybody knows where Roosevelt Field Mall is, maybe as a benchmark, or that we're about 5 minutes from Roosevelt Field Mall, and if anybody's ever gone to Eisenhower Park is actually East Meadow. So some people, that's a nice, many people that are in the metropolitan area have gone to Eisenhower Park, which is a beautiful park, just to give you a little bit of a, you know, point of where East Meadow is. And, you know, point of reference. So it's about half an hour out from the Five Towns and from Queens.
Wow. And is the community, has there been a Jewish community or at least an Orthodox Jewish community there for a while? Is it, more of a, is it mostly a Chavetz Chaim community at this point? What's the history and background?
The Orthodox community, this actual shul was started 4 years ago, about four or five years ago, by four members from Kew Gardens Hills that started the community. They also simultaneously started a Kiruv operation in the same area. So there's two aspects to it. There's the Shul Congregation Shari Tzedek and also the JFI. So they started those simultaneously. And I came about 2 years ago to the community. So there might have been this Shul Congregation Shari Tzedek has been in existence for four years. We now have a building which the JFI uses, you know, their offices on top, and the shul utilizes the bottom for our Shabbos minyanim and weekday minyanim, and we have an Erev that's up, and we've had in the last year we've had five families move in, Baruch Hashem, which is nice, and two of the, you know, and you know, recently many, you know, two of the last three families were not from Chofetz Chaim. No, so it has definitely was started by Chofetz Chaim people, but we've branched out, Baruch Hashem, and out of the last three families, two of them are non-Chofetz Chaim affiliated. Yes, and it's not inherently a Chofetz Chaim, you know, a shul. It just was started by people from Chofetz Chaim.
Right, man. Chofetz Chaim does amazing work, truly, around the world.
My father was a Rav in Silver Spring, Maryland for 30 years. He was also from Chofetz Chaim, so. And, yes.
Amazing. So, Rabbi Winter, the world's changed so much, and we've been asking the following question to the Rabbanim, to the rabbis who've been on the call for the last couple of months. What communal changes do you anticipate, do you look forward to, in what we hope will soon be a post-COVID-19 world?
You mean after we overcome COVID?
Hopefully. That's our hope.
No,
I mean, COVID-19.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't become COVID-20, that's what you're saying.
No, I meant, well, COVID, because it began in 2019, but COVID-19, you know, we imagine like other viruses, you know, we'll always be here, although we look forward to, I just saw in the news yesterday that they're talking about potentially rolling out a vaccine on November 1st, and, you know, whatever that will mean in relatively a short amount of time, you know, since all this began, at the end of the day, we don't know very much at all. But I think as time progresses, hopefully, you know, we'll find more information, and the infectious disease specialists and the experts around the world will be able to come up with something that will be able to help and protect us, you know, to the best of our ability. I just got my flu shot earlier this morning, and so, you know, doing everything we can to protect ourselves, even if it's without 100% certainty. But when we think about the changes to our shul and our communities, I
think what I would hope is that we learned a lot from the experience, and we learned to value many things that perhaps we took for granted. We learned the value of a kehila, a community, how much we, you know, how important and essential a shul is, and how important interactions that we have with human beings are. And, you know, when we go through a challenge, the most important thing is to come out of the challenge different than we went in. And when we identify the challenge that we've gone through, and everybody's had the challenge in a different way, I don't want to judge anybody's experiences because they're all different and unique and special. But there are many aspects that kind of do cross over. And my vision is that the areas that we've lost or that we've taken and we've taken for granted, and perhaps have somewhat become more light through time, we perhaps could reinforce, and we could come out of this challenge stronger, more sensitive, more caring, and more dedicated than previously. So my answer is, as a post-COVID-19 person, we don't want to just go back to who we were. We want to change and we want to transform, and that's a nice message for Elul. And, you know, I saw I have a neighbor that's not Orthodox, not, you know, religious, and he was telling me that he thinks everybody's going to be different afterwards. And because he was in a little bit of a philosophical mood, I don't usually tell, you know, speak to him this way. I'm very friendly with him. He's a very fine person, but I don't want to. I said to him, I said, you know, if you don't actually make a dedicated, concerted effort to make a change, we'll just snap back to the way we were. And I said, you know, and to him, you know, my message was, you know, if you felt that, you know, you had some, you know, like family is important and you had seen the value of family, make a change. Make a concerted effort and commitment to make sure to eat at home twice a week for him. You know, and I said, that'll make a change. I said, but if we don't do that and we don't make commitment and we don't have some plan to enhance ourselves and we don't take the message, then it was somewhat lost on us and was the experience and we didn't, you know, maximize the experience. So I hope the post-COVID-19 world is a warmer, closer, more sensitive and caring world.
Well, amen. I certainly hope so. And we look forward to those days, and we hope that it will truly be soon. Rabbi Winter, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community in East Meadow. As they are with all Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabbonei Sha'olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Jonathan Schwartz of Congregation Adat Israel in Elizabeth, New Jersey. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.